Me and Billy are both jamming out to this. I'm pretty sure this is Wagner. I'm almost 100% this is Wagner.
Wagner.
Well, it's actually spelled like it would be Wagner.
Wagner.
Yeah, because of Germans. Remember, we're just outside having a smoke before this episode started because what we're getting into. And we were looking at a YouTube video of how to do a German accent. You know, so it's
I should just grab my mom.
Thank you very much for this. Like we were having to do.
Thank you very much for this.
There you go. So, it's kind of to keep in the theme of what we've been, I don't know, talking about and stuff. Like, me and Justin just did the Hungarian Suicide song. It was the same time era. So when I was telling you about this and stuff, it was the same time era, right? It's within the 1930s, 40s. So I said in the last one, I've been watching a lot of war documentaries. So I was going to call you Bilbo Baggins today.
Oh, dude, I get called Bilbo. That's honestly a high school name.
There are so many ways to turn Billy's name. This is Strange Brew Podcast. Tuning in to Strange Brew Podcast with Tom Cat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson. One of the best rappers alive, motherfuckers.
And Bilbo Baggins, apparently.
And Bilbo Baggins, but you have so many ways to flip your name that me and a buddy sat at a restaurant on a Sunday, where it was dead as fuck, and Quinn, this dude I did the Faking Hitler's Death, bring back kind of what we're going to talk about in this episode. Me and my buddy Nate wrote out a whole list of what we could call him, like Quinston Churchill, Oprah Winfrey, Osama Quinn Laden. We were fucking all like half stone, probably working in restaurants. We were like Quinn Latifah. And then thought Quinny the Pooh was so funny. I don't know why. And you know, we just kept fucking with his name. And it's like you. I can think of a million ways.
I know. I've been called a lot of things.
Billy Crystal.
I got like, Billy Crystal, Billy Ray Johnson, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, yeah.
That
eggy breaky
Bilbo Baggins.
Don't think you would understand.
Will I Am. Bill He Can.
Now you ruin all the ones that I could do. Jesus
Bill's fuck. Mexican.
All right. So we're drinking on some 40 Creek, and we got some beers ready to pop. We're always getting buzzed on this. I mentioned last time that when we get into more serious shit,
that is just strange.
Me and Billy are. It's already written out. It's already in the fucking. It's already in the chamber. It's already ready to get shot off. We are getting into Richard Ramirez, which I know a lot of listeners are going to be very into this episode because we're gonna. I think his ideas are very interesting. His Satanist ideas and stuff, but also he was a crazy fuck, and there's for good reason.
I feel like almost every famous person
one
we
of
ever
our
talk
listeners
about is a
mentioned,
crazy fuck.
Fine Honey did mention that she. I think she said that she wrote letters to him when she was younger and stuff. And
to Richard Ramirez?
Yeah. And we'll get into this because I'll probably...
And he wrote back. All right. Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's get into it because I'm really excited about this. So I've watched all these Ken Burns documentaries on Netflix and shit, and I've always been into the war. And what I was going to say to you is like that my grandfather died, almost 2 years ago, right?
Okay.
And we always, like, I always talked about how I truly believe that wars are always funded by both sides, and it's to make money most times, and it's to, there is certain confrontations, but there's always people at play that are orchestrating these wars to happen.
Yeah.
So I'd always agree with my grandpa being a rebel asshole kid, and watching these documentaries now are making me realize what he fucking went through, and like because he never went to the war, but my grandfather was like about 8 years old by the time World War II was over.
Okay.
So he went through the Great Depression in Canada, and he was working at 11 years old, which I didn't mention in the last episode, but watching these documentaries are connecting me to him and being like, I wish I wasn't such a dick, and I wish I was doing this earlier, and I was just like very...
You always remember past, right?
I didn't get why they even went to war in the first place. They shouldn't have, that they were paying Hitler. Which we'll get into it eventually, but let's just talk about this. World War One began in 1914 with the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which you've heard of. A fucking
Everyone
stupid
knows,
band
yeah, that's
is fucking
very...
named after it. Yeah, and it lasted until 1918. The conflict was between, so here's like the bad homies, right? Germany,
the bad guys.
Austria, Hungary, I don't know why I'm counting my fingers, no one can see this, Bulgaria,
I can see it.
And the Ottoman Empire. You know what the Ottoman Empire is?
Yes, I do.
Ottoman Empire was Western Asia and North Africa. And they fought against Great Britain, which essentially was Canada. Hello! Hello, Canada! I don't know, I did
Japanese.
Because we'll get into Japanese soon.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, Canada.
Which is funny, like France, which France got their fucking ass whipped into fucking
World War II. Yeah, France usually.
France, you bunch of pussies.
They really are. You guys,
and angry,
sorry.
Aggressive, stupid douchebags. Russia, Italy, which is funny. All these are kind of like the guys are on the good sides in World War One is kind of funny compared to what it was like in World War Two. So on the good guys, Great Britain, France, Russia, Italy, Romania, Japan, and Canada. But we were part of Great Britain at this time.
Yeah.
We were part of the bullshit. And the United States. The United States was colonizing everything of their own, like the divided states of America.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Canada barely had a fucking army, and they had to use conscription drafting. Conscription drafting, essentially, where it's like you would get a letter in the mail, it's like, your turn, you go.
Damn it.
Drafted men to fight. Thanks to new military technology, the horrors of trench warfare was fucking crazy.
The horrors?
Horrors.
Oh, I thought you said the horrors. There's a bunch of, like, alternate tricks.
No, but, like,
for
you're,
a bullet.
Like, they did this during the Civil War, too, where you would, like, dig trenches and you would shoot from fucking holes in the ground.
Yeah.
But because of the new technology that was coming out, like, we're just starting to, artillerize, if that's a word, planes and shit, and like, and starting to bring out tanks and all
and
this
bombs
and you know, meanwhile the reptilians are like, let them do it, we can have their souls. Like, legit, like, let's influence certain powers to be. This is what I believe, what we'll get into. We will mention a little bit about what Hitler is and how crazy he was, but we will get into a Hitler in the occult episode because it is super interesting. He thought he was like the Antichrist. Yeah, he thought he was sacrificing fucking all these dead bodies to the pagan gods and shit. And
fuck yeah.
It's getting interesting on this podcast. It's getting crazy. We're getting crazy shit. But the thing is, because of the military technology that was coming out, World War One saw the craziest levels of carnage and brutality.
Yeah,
like just like
I'd say so.
Boom.
Yeah, that was just ridiculous. So they called it World War One. That was the first thing they were like, this is
the
World
the great
War. We
war. The
we
great
definitely
war.
Killed
and
a lot of fucking people.
Let me say this. By the time the war ended, over 16 million people died.
That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
And all these people didn't know what they were getting into, especially at this time. The kids that were growing up learned about the Civil War, didn't really know what it was about, but the Civil War was brutal as fuck. This is when guns were just becoming a thing, and they were trying to exterminate the natives, and all the crazy shit, which we'll get into because I can't go off shooting on this about history because I know a lot about it. But that these kids were kind of just growing up, and they were, like, promised, like, even in the States and stuff, and in Canada, like, go over to this country. Let's go, Canada. Like, come over
gonna
here.
It's
going to
be great.
Yeah,
it's
going to be so
good. It's the land of the fairy tales.
Yeah. World War II, which is the craziest war of all, or the second war, that involved virtually every part of the world. It began in Europe on September 1st, 1939, when Germany, the Nazis, decided to invade Poland.
Mm-hmm.
They just overtook those Polish people, took their big wooden dildos, and fucked them.
Yeah, pretty hard, too.
Poland,
like,
got
fucked. That was not a light. That was a triple black eye fuck on some tiny little white girl.
I gotta mention, we're drinking Bush. I've never tried Bush Ice. This is new, I think.
Bush Ice?
It's 5.5, and look it, I've never seen this can before.
I haven't either.
Me neither. Let's try the Bush Ice. It's 5.5, I want to get a strong beer. Tastes like every other light beer. I drink hard fucking beers. We're gonna get some crazy shit
Tom's
too, but
I'm hard
as a rock. The Axis powers consisted of, consisted of Germany, Italy, and Japan, which I mentioned. Kind of funny considering the First World War, Japan was helping them out.
Yeah.
So was Italy. And then Mussolini came in and was like, same as Hitler.
Let's switch here.
We are here to take over the world. We will fucking dominate. Like, but I'm not doing that. That's not Mussolini, but how Hitler was. Very influential. You know, like, I don't know. I just want to.
I'd say so. Look at the proofs
there. Let's kind of just get into. Cell phone. Let's get in the time era. Let's listen to some of. This is Hitler's favorite homeboy. This is like. He loved Wagner. He loved Wagner, but he loved Wagner and just loved the music. And you'll know, especially, I'm going to play one song that is very well known. Yucky, you'll know, you'll definitely know this.
Yeah, who doesn't know this song? Here it is.
Hitler's favorite. I'm just jamming. This is using Clockwork Orange. Like, this is where it's used in so many movies. The motherland, the Deutschland needs to be taken over. It's not the Deutschland, it's the motherland. Is it the Deutschland? Dun, 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 dun.
Fucking Star Wars.
Okay, let's just like
get.
Listen to that, motherfucker.
Und Kampfgenossen.
Den Pumpkinoffen. Perhaps one and other of you, despite the compelling splendor of gathering of our party, we're recalling those days when it was still quite difficult to be a National Socialist Nazi Party. We recall those days when it was still quite difficult to be a National. Like, he's like, yay! When our party had only 7 men, it voiced 2 principles.
Is that what the translation was?
Yeah. First, we wanted to be a true ideological conditioned movement. Secondly, it wanted, therefore, to be its sole power in Germany.
Germany.
Deutschland, see? Deutschland. I just want to show it because he commanded a crowd like no other motherfucker could.
Nobody. Like I was telling Tom before, like, think of it. Think of being like a rock star and like how like they feel like you feel boss. Like, you're on top of stage. You got like thousands of people.
Deutschland.
This guy had millions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Millions of people thinking he was the god.
Hi.
And he did nothing but give speeches.
And had a micropenis in one ball.
We were talking about that too. Like, he's got to be like a Ken doll, man. Like, nobody would be that vulgar and that.
Yeah.
That, like, I need to have followers. Like, that that manifested into yourself if you did.
Yo, that's so true.
Anything of a penis.
It is very weird. And even, like, my cousin's girlfriend, which we did try to record an episode. She wants to get on this. She's lived in Toronto. So it's hard to get, like, to my cousin wants to be on the Ted Bundy episode.
Comment.
The funny thing. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for a pussy named Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, the motherfucker changes our national anthem. I still can't.
Fuck Justin Trudeau and fuck his pansy ass. You know what he did? He stole $250,000 from the Canadian taxpayers to go on vacation. He can suck. The only thing he gave us was free our fucking legalization of weed. Good job, you fucking.
And it took you way longer than you
and
said
guess
you were
going
to do too.
On one of our podcasts talking about mysteries or maybe is there a blessed me? I don't know if you.
Which one did we talk?
But we how maybe I think it was Justin. I have a feeling it was Justin. We always are tricking on this, but it was that Justin Trudeau's father, Prime Minister Trudeau, right?
Yeah,
back
in the day.
Fucking, he had a license plate on his limousine, had 666 on it. And when a reporter asked him about it, think about it, or fucking guess, or something like that. Like, he said,
take a shot.
Yeah, take a shot. I can't remember exactly what he fucking said now. But the funny thing is, China wasn't really involved in World War II. It kind of kept getting fucked by both sides. Legit. Like, because Russia's really close to China, and what I've said on a podcast before is like that when we talked about the reptilian episode and alien abductions, when you reverse speech and stuff, George Bush's dad said that the biggest feast that the reptilians ever had was during World War II when the Germans were fighting the Russians, all these dead bodies in the snow. Food, 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 food. Energy. Like, psychic energy of everybody dying. That's what it is. Like, it's like almost like a psychic energy. Everybody dies. When you're getting off those boats, you rattle with fucking bullets, and you're just all these souls in thousands are just going.
It's almost kind of like here's a layman's term for most people. Fucking, you know who put that into a good TV series is Dirk Gently. You ever watch that?
I don't know who fucking Dirk Gently. Dirk Gently's
holistic investigation.
Bilbo
team.
Baggins or Bill or no. Fucking Frodo's in there.
Yeah. That's what right there. Just like they feasted the soul they suck the energy out. And like that, there you go. Same, just like
that. At the end of the war, making World War II the bloodiest conflict, leaving, get this, almost 50 million people dead. For some reason, Billy did the native stance again.
Dude, I like that pose. Fuck off. He's doing cross-legged.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine. I don't know how you do it with your long, lanky legs. I can't do it with my thick football legs.
Thick football. That's one way to call it short and stubby.
Want to see the muscle? Look at that muscle. You don't have no calves like that. Look at my calves, bitch.
He's showing me a big tub of lard right now.
Look at my calves, bitch. I have thick calves.
Why'd you
muscle.
Put it on me?
I was a football player. My strongest part of my body. When I was in jail when I was a kid, I lift the entire fucking 400 fucking pound thing. So let's get into the strange mysteries, okay? Because we are talking about the war. The ghost planes. This is cool. First, you have post-war stories about people encountering planes from the past. Typically, you'd have a young couple of... you'll have a young couple out for a country stroll in the 1960s or 70s. They hear odd sounds, turn around to see a prop-driven vintage warplane cruising along at low altitude. That's trippy as fuck.
Yeah, I'd be a little fucking
and
worried
perhaps,
about what's going on there.
An entire flight of them. Some of these stories are heavily embellished. The plane disappears in a thin air. The sightings were like a hangar of a tragedy of plane crashes. Harburger. Oh, god damn it, I'm not doing these fucking
this
words.
Has been like 7 spelling mistakes on your own fucking laptop.
Whatever. Okay, this happened shortly after all these ghost planes, these waves, saddened witnesses as they passed. Stories might incorporate spectacular they think it's time slips. So they think that because of the reality, people are seeing warplanes coming through certain countries.
When it wasn't.
And there's slips in times.
Huh. Well, that's one theory.
The second type is more interesting. These type of ghost planes are sightings that happen during the war. In its common form, the stories revolve around a flight of planes that left a dangerous mission. Dangerous mission. Later, all the planes return, and all accounts are except one. Everyone watches the sky, hoping they make it out alive. But no plane appears on the horizon. Then hours later, the drone of rational engineers sound in the distance. A plane is spotted, because everyone's like, what the fuck? Fucking something's coming. Could be their missing comrades. But no, they ran out of fuel hours ago. Still, there it is. Heavily damaged, limping along towards the airfield.
How's that plane limp?
Like, it's a metaphor. It's fucking idiot.
Things just like fucking...
It makes a shitty landing, following airmen rushing to the scene. Inside the plane, they find nothing. This plane just flies towards an airstrip. Like,
and no one was in it.
And then they crashes. And I've seen footage of this when you watch the war documentaries.
Okay.
I literally just watched it last night. We were talking about after they're trying to do D-Day and shit. And there's planes coming in their footage of this airplane. And one just fucking hits off of a fucking side of a Navy fucking launch pad on a boat. And this thing just goes around, this guy's in it. And he's like, oh, can I get out now? Like, he fucking wants to get out. Like, fucking, it's scary as fuck. I couldn't imagine.
So the one that nothing was in, could he have...
But they couldn't find a soul, not a corpse, and the fuel tank was bone dry. How the fuck that plane get there? That's fucked up, okay? There are variations. Sometimes the crew is on board, but dead. That would be crazy. Hits the fucking platform on the fucking Navy vessel that transports
planes. It lands.
Yeah, and then there's
everyone's dead
bodies.
Dead.
But... You could have died right there. Maybe you're just half dead. That would be
trying to land, and you're like a baller pilot, like last limbs.
Sometimes the plane is so badly damaged, there's no physical way it could have flown. Riddled with bullets, the engine shot out.
That's fucked.
All these stories are very fucked. We're going to get into
There's a lot of them, too.
You don't even know. Yeah, you don't even know what we're going to get into.
All right, let's keep going.
There's stories of the U.S. planes appeared over California hours after Pearl Harbor attack. So Pearl Harbor was what made the government go into war. Vinnie Paz is a very famous song.
We can all be a little sneaky sometimes.
Vinnie Paz did talk about this in one of his things that, you know, Roosevelt didn't give a fuck about the Jews. He was just pissed that Japan hit his own land, Pearl Harbor, on Hawaii. He was pissed because Hawaii's close to Japan.
Yeah.
You have to fly across the ocean. There's barely any islands. You're going a straight flight, and they bombed Pearl Harbor, which when I was researching all this shit, on the one side, my grandparents' family, my grandparents on my dad's side liked this movie, Pearl Harbor, and I used to watch it when I was a kid. It's a 3-hour movie with Ben Affleck in it. On the other side, my mom's dad that was in the Great Depression hates this movie. He's like, it's all about a love story. I fucking hate it. he hated Titanic because it wasn't factual. It was all about Rose and Jack that didn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So all these weird plane things, and this is interesting. After Pearl Harbor, hours this USA like plane, like this United States plane, it was smoking sputter. It's coming down, right? Witnesses could see a pilot on board, but when the plane crashed, the wreck was empty.
That's fog. That's so fucking creepy.
It would be super creepy.
Like, right about, you know what, if I ever saw, like, a phenomenon, if I ever saw something like that, like, honestly, I think I'd end it.
Yeah.
I think I'd just be like, that's it. That's
you gotta done. Start watching
the documentaries. I couldn't fathom, like, actually living up the rest of my life and trying to tell people that and everyone going, you're crazy, that never happened.
I will big up Ken Burns till the day I die now. And my grandfather, and that's why I told Billy, like, I feel bad because I was such a dick when I was a kid. I'm not a douche.
I'm an asshole.
I'm a genuine, bonafide asshole.
Pretty damn similar,
I tell it blunt,
sure.
And I tell it straight, and I don't really care. But
dick.
I was like, even I just want to mention this because my grandfather grew up in the Great Depression. He had, get this, he had an uncle that served on the Navy. There was a Japanese plane flying over. He was supposed to be at the certain position, okay?
Okay.
In the front of the Navy vessel, a battleship. And he sat in the front, and then someone's like, no, I'm going to go have a smoke, go have a break. Japanese, ba-boom, boom, fucking bombed this edge of the ship. My grandfather's uncle survived.
Oh, my God.
Swam to the ocean, swam to an island where there was other officers and stuff. And he ended up dying, I think, when he got home. But I get why my grandfather punched me when I said the word fuck after he caught me in my parents' house skipping school, drinking and doing ecstasy with a bunch of people. He didn't see the ecstasy, but he saw a bunch of wine bottles that we stole from my parents.
So something was not quite right.
The only reason he hit me is as soon as I said the word fuck. I was like, I don't fuck. And he fucking backhanded me with his big man hands that grew up fucking working at 11 fucking. So, and I.
His big
now,
man hands.
Now I get it. After watching all these documentaries. Oh, yeah. Did you finish off that shit?
It's all done.
Billy drank the whiskey, but I had like 5 shots.
Billy's drank the whiskey.
All right, we're getting into this shit. This is getting really interesting. What I want to mention is, like, what this fucking shit sounded like every day. They're just hearing this. Every day. Billy? Are you okay? No! Annie? Billy, I can't find your legs, dude! Annie, are you okay? No, your legs are over there.
Oh my God!
Hey, that's legit. That was off of, like, Rambo, too. Where he's like, I can't find your legs, man.
So where are my legs?
Imagine, okay.
Is my dick okay?
You're hearing that 24-7, this. 24-7.
Yeah, that fucks up a guy.
And also hearing, oh, fuck, man, I'm dying.
Yeah, help, help.
Yeah. Oh, man, I've been throwing shot out.
Like, every day.
Cover!
Deutschland.
My git tip.
That's fucked. Every day you're just hearing.
Yeah, man, that fucks you up.
It would fuck you up.
It definitely woke up the household.
I almost drank your drink. Okay, then we're getting crazy, okay? Some reports of soldiers in World War II of glowing angels. Think about this. And I will say, like, there could be a case. Yeah, you're okay. They're starving.
Okay.
They're probably on coke and morphine.
Yeah.
Hitler loved meth and morphine. Billy wants some.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Now we're ready to do whatever the fuck you want me to do.
No, you're just painless. There was one guy, I think it was Goebbels. One of fucking Hitler's right-hand men. He was huffing morphine and doing morphine all the time, where he was nodding off during, like, assassin missions, and, like, they were like, oh, how are we going to run the front line? Hitler enlisted or made SS officers out of a bunch of people that had no experience in war. Heinrich Himmler, the guy that was pretty much involved with all the concentration camps, was a fucking pig farmer before he ever was an SS officer, a Nazi. And who did their uniforms?
Hugo Boss,
which is a well-known. He made the SS. They look nice, though.
He did. Black boots. He did a very nice job. Did a very nice cologne, too.
They saw angels, glowing angels, both male and female, dressed in white, appearing to them like God to guide the way. And still others, there was talk about strange amorphous clouds of flickering lights that spread out to block the retreat of the enemy and spooked horses or of their cavalry and sent them running in fear. In most cases, light bathed these beings and would fan out and chase off the Nazi enemy in some fashion. That's very weird.
Yeah.
And you might be tripping out, but also these might be Palladian aliens, and these people might not understand. They're maybe trying to save a little more 100 lives. I can't explain how, and we're watching like live video footage of the colored version of World War II, and it is very fucked up to see how crazy it was.
It is. Like, if you were actually like there, man, like, people are...
You're just dead. You're dead. Many captured Germans would later allege, concurring the strain, that something strange had been going on, reporting seeing entities themselves roaming about, and claiming they're unable to be shot or killed with conventional weapons. Reports of specters were so common at the time that they believed that became a worldwide media sensation. And we're seen in many cases as signs from God, especially like a heavenly force, to send them to save them from the darkness of defeat of the good guys.
Yeah.
Like from Hitler being influenced by the reptilians for one person influencing this death of, like, look at him right there, petting his dog. Oh, he's so cute. Look at Hitler, his little mustache.
He got a little German shepherd, and then fuck all
the Jews. Love German shepherds, like, actually, which is very weird. Obviously, they're very smart, but indeed, the British lost many men. They lost a lot of fucking people during this battle, which was seen as evidence is all true. Before the long reports, angels of Mons, that's what they called them, were heavily used by the allied medias to illustrate that there was a righteousness caused by the conditioning of war, and that God was helping himself to face these evil German and sinister fucking cabal. Trips McGee, as I would say. Trips McGee.
Trips McGee.
That shit trips me the fuck out, dude.
How did France get all that?
No. They didn't.
Look at them come back. They're all attacking Germany.
They're trying to take over Belgium.
Yeah,
this
but
is
like,
not, this no, is this is where Germany. This is the very beginning. This is where they get fucked up.
Yeah, but like, how did France get all the way up there? You see all those French signs?
I know. Jesus
Christ. Okay, really. No one else can see that. Okay, never mind.
Another such ghostly accounts come from the soldiers in their letters home, in which described. This is crazy. This is a good story. So this soldier thought a ghost of his mother saved his life. This is fucked.
That would be insane.
Okay.
Oh my god, I'd trip out.
The soldier claimed that in the heat of battle, his mother had appeared and urged him to move towards her. Walk this way. Like, and you're all fucked up. Like, all those fucking sounds are going off that we...
And morphine and coke.
And, like, and all the heroin. And like, they were giving them with, like, Metapacks and, like, probably... They hush-hush a lot of this shit. But I've mentioned before that Nazis made such ground because even Germany's whole water was placed with meth in it. Legit.
Yeah.
Everyone's
a drug addict.
Everyone was on meth. Jesus. Like 100 methylmania, whatever how you fucking pronounce the entire word. They're all on that. So he reports seeing like his mother's like ghostly figure and moved towards dumbstruck. The soldier stumbled in her direction, not knowing what he was doing or seeing or anything. Like you're in shell shock.
He just fucking took her word for it. Just that's my mom.
Yeah, an artillery shell hit where he had been standing before he fucking finally walked away from it.
Oh
boom!
My God.
He could have been dead. What
That's
makes
insane.
Him sing in art? Yeah, in fucking he. So, the soldier wrote, "And it had it not been for you, mother, I certainly would have been reported missing. You turn up again, won't you, mother? Next time the shell is coming, mother, you will please come up next time that there's a bullet coming towards my head." Like he's like
fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
All right. Break, smoke break.
Smoke break.
Yeah. Wait.
Funk volume.
If any of these accounts are real, then it shows perhaps some dead lingering. There's like a weird thing around places of their violence and how much crazy shit's going on. Maybe suggest that mysterious or evil forces can linger there as well. Perhaps sucking them, feeding them on potential fear and madness of war. Reptilians. If anything, if I believe in the reptilians to any extent, they definitely influenced what Hitler was doing. Hitler believed he was the Antichrist and believed that he was sacrificing these people to a fucking pagan god.
You know what the biggest scare about all that is, though? And, like, literally my biggest fear about even that being somewhat true is that it's been a little while since the war.
Yes, something's happening.
That's
what do you think?
Fucking scary.
Herr Trump is.
We're in Canada, though.
We're fine.
We're pretty fine. Canada's, like, almost the ultimate safe zone.
To,
it's
to
the
be
best
honest,
bet.
If there was civil war... In United States soil, which I said,
we have
the
to go
night,
to war too.
The next great no, but I, not even that. I didn't say that.
Well, we
but
do though. We,
I did say
we have to
I
go to predict
this myself that the next war, if we're gonna have one, if the something's gonna happen, the next civil war, the next war will be on American soil. Maybe not our soil,
but we're pretty damn close.
We are close.
Like
to
literally, we're so southern
Ontario
that we're like
the Black Lives Matter shit. All these things
the
that are
States.
Happening, and I'm not like discriminating against anything. I'm saying my favorite Morgan Freeman quote is, "You know how to stop racism? Stop talking about it."
Or yeah, it just keeps
Once
saying it's okay.
All these
everything's
old
okay.
Fucks die.
Yeah,
the cops do not need to be shooting anyone. Cops are the biggest military force of any government. That's what police are. That needs to end. That's like Hitler's SS agents or cops. Like, fucking, not gonna lie.
But there's a line, right?
There's a
like,
line.
There's
I've
a
met
line.
Good cops in my life, and I've met
that,
a lot
that's
of
what
cops.
I mean. But, like, how do you... You can't possibly tell who's
But I
want right.
to... I will get into this, because I want to get into Whitley soon, which is a very interesting case. Oh, Billy, it hurts.
I've had like 10 ex-girlfriends say that to me.
Man, that would be fucked though. You're hearing this all day. Like this is supposed to be, I don't know if this is actual, it's a recording of like what would Normandy sound like when they storm the beaches.
Yeah, man.
Hours on end. While you're like, because me and Billy's had smoke and it's fucking cold as shit in Canada right now.
Canada's a little chilly.
No, it got really cold. We went from, because I believe in global warming now. My girlfriend's been watching documentaries and I started to believe in this shit. Because it's getting like we're warm forever. Like, I remember growing up warm forever. I remember growing up and...
Winters were insane.
No, and on my birthday is November, it was usually snowy.
Yeah, now
and
it's
it
just
was
getting
like,
snowy late.
and it's very behind. Yeah. Where now it's super cold, and then we had warm weather 2 days ago where it melted everything.
Yeah, and then it'll get really fucking cold.
It'll get really fucking cold. And we're talking about, like, the war and, like, even, like, Russia, like, when the Russians going against Germany, like, it was fucking cold as shit sitting in trash. Shit, man, light me up a cigarette. Like, it is fucked. Like, so we talked about the angel shit before we had a little smoke break that no one will really notice. But another ghastly account comes from Soldiers' Letters Home, which we talked about. And they were, like, it is very crazy, like, all these things that are going on. So, one strange account comes from a paranormal writer, Dennis Whitley, who also happened to have served during the Western Front during World War I. And his 1973 book, Jesus, The Devil and His Works, All His Works, Whitley describes a strange and frightening experience he had during the war, which he claims happened as he was, like, with his unit, and they took upon shelter in abandoned ruins of a bombed-out mansion. That's just fucking weird.
That is fucking weird.
One night, Whitley claims he was gripped by a profound and inexplicable dread that forced him to retreat from the premises. Like that, like
just some... said, like, get the fuck out of here right now.
You wake up and there's just something that... Ugh,
get out, get outside. Yeah. Like, right the hell now.
And he would later proclaim that it was a demon, which he referred to as an elemental, which I've heard that term before. But not really. That's like an old term, like an M.
Martini.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're watching troops, I think, go through Italy, and that's fucking. That's
like a big martini on the fucking thing. So
that's usually see, everything's Italy bombed down. We're watching World War II.
Beer.
See, like, and like these are the Nazis taking over. Dark uniform, Nazis. See. Taking over everything. It's very fucked up. Watching this footage is pretty daunting for sure. So he referred to these things which he believed attracted to the strife of death and violence of the location. Very interesting. Like, this is why I want to get into this. It's fun. This is fun shit. UFO encounters. So okay. There was many people that during the war thought that they saw UFOs. There is a famous case we'll get to that actually existed on American soil, or the Western soil, more or less.
Okay.
UFO encounters during World War I, they were also called flying onions, which were typically described as glowing green balls that would zip around. Zip, zip. Doing flips and very often chased aircrafts. Easily, they were easily, the people couldn't maneuver them. They would just, like, they could never shoot at them. These things were just fucking with the soldiers. And they were, like, playing games with them. Not actually attacking them in any way, though.
You're just fucking there just to creep you out a little bit.
Yeah. The strange phenomenon was...
Phenomenon
is funny. Was reported, like, seen throughout the war by both sides that were engaged in this. This is World War I, so the Germans with the Italians and... actually, Italians were on our side of that one. The Germans and the Ottoman Empire and all these things were all... And everyone, the Americans, everyone was seeing UFOs. And you know the word... We'll talk about it, but the Foo Fighter...
Yeah, okay, I know the band.
Foo Fighter, why the band was named that.
Why was the band named that?
Because that's what they called UFOs that went...
UFO.
UFOs that went through the war stuff, because, like, they just, like... Phew! Like, that's
where
I...
What is it? Where does Foo come from? Like, a Foo Fighter? What's up?
That's what they named them.
Yeah. Like a Foo!
I think. I don't know.
It
you
went
kind of
phoof,
spit on me.
I saw it, and I was just waiting for you to say something.
It was always a terrifying experience. One theory is the flaming onion. That's what they started calling them in World War I. Where that they might have been flares fired by Germans, but the flares typically do not actively chase an aircraft or a seasoned pilot, and usually they recognize flares as such, right?
Mm-hmm.
There still remains a strange mystery of World War.
Yeah, no one has any explanation.
Besides spaceships, weird lights, like they're like baffling, doing these weird lights, doing aerial phenomena. God, I have to say this shit.
I fucking love that word now. I can't.
Aerial phenomenon during the war, beginning with very strange sightings made by Lieutenant Frederick
Ardsley.
Ardsley, as he was, I've been drinking too much. As him and his patrol in the northern France on January 9th, 1918, as he flew along another biplane. So they're driving along in their planes, flying along in their planes.
Just fucking cruising down the highway.
No, but they see these ships start doing, like, these phenomenons, aerial phenomenons, where they're, like, doing things that normal pilots couldn't do. You know what I mean? Billy's laughing. But they go along one of these biplanes, like shitty planes, not war planes. And he sees this, like,
who's just driving a regular plane during the war?
And then he sees a beautiful woman with long, flowing blonde hair, blows him a kiss. Yeah, is that weird?
It was weird what you just fucking did. That was weird.
I was making it more authentic. Okay, this is crazy, okay? And blows him a kiss, and he can see her doing the can-can dance in the cockpit, other girls. You know what can-can is?
Can you do the can-can?
Yeah, is that crazy?
I can do the can-can.
Before swiftly flying away, Ardsley, whatever the fuck you pronounce his name as, attempted to chase down the mysterious pilot, but she was reportedly a far superior pilot, and he was unable to catch her. Unbelievably, the mysterious woman would show up at other times during the war, and engage German pilots even, usually easily beating them and shooting them down, which is fucked. This bitch in the fucking cockpit is doing the can-can while she's driving the plane.
And killing this guy, apparently.
Shooting down Germans.
Just destroying his pilot abilities.
And cited by both pilots and civilians alike. People that even weren't part of the war. I love looking at that.
What the hell is that thing?
I'm cracking my next beer of that because I think that shit's hilarious. I find that very funny that she was doing the can. Oh, I just spilled a little Billy's crush, but it's not something you've never done before. I don't know why I did an accent, but, you know, I'm going back to the war. It was really bad in the war, and nobody understood with the bloodshed and everything that was going on. Pilots coming down, and we see this bitch over here, and she's doing the can-can.
Okay, quick quiz here, pop quiz. Was that A, an Italian accent, B, an Australian accent, or C, a German accent? We're going to give you 3 seconds to think about that. We'll go, okay, if you said it was anything other than an Australian accent, you're fucking retarded. So why are we doing an Australian accent for that?
Do you think, I do not think that was Australian. So I see this bitch over here, she's doing can-can.
Okay, that's not the same.
I look over and I'm like, Billy, why per se is this woman over here doing the can-can in this automobile that flies in the air?
I want you, as the listener, to tell me what the fuck accent
Southern,
that is.
Southern, bitch.
Southern what?
I don't know.
That's not fucking Southern states.
I like that. That was perfect.
I don't even know what quite that was.
Civil War times. I had this rope over here. And
Over here.
It
was right over here.
I don't know if I like this.
So I put it over now.
And I hung this person over here. Okay. Another.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, I didn't crack. Yes. We're doing this. Cracking the bush.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're drinking the bush. We're licking the bush. We're sipping the bush.
We're hitting my fucking face on the mic. Jesus Christ.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I just hit my eye on it. It kind of hurts.
Billy is an indescribable idiot that I seem to put up with on the podcast. Another inexplicable account is a strange phenomenon of zombie-like ghouls.
Phenomenon
of zombie-like ghouls of the no man's land of war. This shit tripped me out when I was researching this. These are ghoulish-like maniacs who were said to haunt the empty tracks or trenches of war-torn land between sides. So, like, no man's land. Okay. All the dead motherfuckers are.
It's just all the nonsense.
You need to put a little input so I can vape a little more.
My input is, give me a paragraph, y'all. Let's go. Let's go. Billy's taking over this shit.
Start.
Where are we going? These ghoulish maniacs were said to haunt the empty tracks of war-torn land between sides. where no one dared to tread, not one fucking person. No one's no one even was gonna come around this bitch.
Okay.
They stayed around there. No. I'm keep going. Where they prowled along, about looking for new victims. Is that kind of like the Soul Eaters?
Yeah,
is that what we're getting on that?
Yeah, I told you about that. I didn't tell you. I've been telling people about.
Did we tell them the podcast on that?
No,
that wasn't on this one.
The Soul Eaters, the reptilians.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I don't know.
Billy took the microphone away from me.
I never know what we talk about, like, in private, and what we talk about on this. Like, I'm very.
I forget too. Don't worry.
All right, carry on.
No, okay. Billy did a very good job of that. I like that. It takes a lot, eh? You got to fucking read everything. So they prowl looking for new victims. They were mostly said to be deserters. This is interesting. So they all.
Does that mean like they were only into like chocolate cheesecake and not the. Not they weren't a steak kind
are
of
they, like
they
that,
skip right to the panicky.
That German dude in Willy Wonka. That guy like
what
chocolate.
What fucking German dude? Oh, yeah.
Sucked up in the pipe. So I'm too fat, I can't get out of the pipe.
Why the fuck do you eat all that shit?
Sipping it is like, I hate that kid, that movie.
That fucking
I would
fatty.
Push that kid right into
that
it.
Kid shouldn't have been German, he should have been American.
Well, honestly, we'll do an episode based on the weird facts about Willy Wonka in that
yeah,
movie.
We're gonna do a whole
that
episode on that.
Fucked. We're turning, we're going through the tunnel. When you go through the tunnel, and he's saying that weird poem.
Yeah.
That is scary. Fucking Jesus.
Bush ice.
Yeah, we're drinking a lot of bush ice. Bush ice is not Canadian. Bush is not Canadian, is it?
I want to say no. That sounds like an American beer.
Oh, it is. It is Canadian.
It is, it too. Brewed in Canada. Yeah. It says it right on the fucking
Bush.
Thing.
We have the beer that is spelled B-U-S-C-H. Bush.
Yeah, bush.
Bush. Who created this beer? Was it the Scottish?
A bunch of bush.
I feel like it was the Scottish for Nimbush.
It's probably just
why
the last
am I trying
name.
To do accents every time I'm in this pocket? We do not doubt the ghoulish nature of the No Man's Land. Starting with the No Man's Land, and Billy did a good job. So the thing is, they thought these were like zombies, but they were mostly said to be deserters who wandered off. What the story goes is all these weird zombie creatures were walking around No Man's Land. I mean, there's people in shell shock that were wandering off, and they were all like half dead, and they band together as this society of blood-soaked moonscapes of the No Man's Land, and they lived underground in dim tunnels. So there's this weird.
Now, what a picture!
Yeah.
What a fucking picture!
Like all half souls.
Everybody, just pause it right now. Go 30 seconds back, and just like that was a beautiful picture he just described.
You're just walking.
What an attribute.
No man's land, like half blown off limbs and shit. And you're like, oh fuck, let's all join together. Like that's what these they thought they were. Were like, so these creatures, these people, but only they were insane from the war. And they all band together. They have blown off limbs. They're half dead, and they would kill and loot and eat the fallen.
Literally or like soul-lately?
Some of them thought they were not even human at all, but all right, rather some
that,
sort of remnants of demons from hell itself. So these people have half blown off limbs. They're like half alive. That's what these soldiers believed and thought was going on, is that these people in No Man's Land all band together were some ghoulish creature that fucking walked around like Michael Jackson trying to find children. Michael Jackson didn't do that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
oh my
he was
God.
Framed by the Illuminati. The Illuminati ended up trying to kill him, and that's why he's dead. We'll get into that one day. But they're all walking around these zombie-like creatures, and imagine that, like the No Man's Land. Everyone's like just barely alive. Be like, yo, buddy, like, okay,
you know what I'm yo, bud, you got a cigarette?
Remember Toy Story 2?
Yeah.
With all the weird fucked up toys that Sid made?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
That's what No Man's Land is?
Yeah.
Just
like
a bunch of people
they,
like...
You know, that's what
I feel like they'd be more dead than that.
No, but all
they'd
these,
be barely
all
speaking.
These creatures and things that... Or all these people that have been tortured, but it's almost the same thing. All put together by Frankenstein material.
Jesus
Christ. So they thought they were from hell itself, but whether they were the end of the result of the same, these ghoulish creatures raiding flesh for their... raiding flesh... raiding fresh corpses from the fucking dead. Jesus Christ.
There are times of trend.
Or taking their equipment and feasting on their flesh, or even, by some accounts, attacking and killing soldiers both sides. Evening and night, doesn't matter.
Jesus.
Okay, so we're about to get in some alien shit.
Alien shit, you drink your beer. Because we're getting into the Battle of Los Angeles.
You've heard this. This is a movie.
Yeah.
This is a movie.
Yeah, so I know this one. So the Battle of Los Angeles, anyway. A few months after Pearl Harbor, America was pretty on edge, especially along the West Coast. Everyone was scanning the sky and sea in fear for another Japanese attack.
Boom,
like,
boom, boom,
look at Pearl Harbor, motherfucker!
Yo, everyone got bombed out, so they're sketched out as shit, right?
Yeah, it'd be fucking pretty on edge, I'd say. In fact, a Japanese submarine has actually shelled the Elwood oil field. Oh, that's a name. Near Santa Barbara in February of 1942. Later that month, the mounting tension exploded into full-blown hysteria.
Oh my God, there's a bombing!
Yeah, like, do you blame them though?
The Japs are coming to kill us,
boys.
Do
you fucking blame them? No. Do you blame them? Like, I'd be pretty fucking paranoid, too.
Roosevelt was definitely mad because the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. He wasn't mad about the Jews getting killed. Fuck Roosevelt.
Fuck Roosevelt.
Okay, get back into this.
But a UFO triggered the panic. So this was a widely seen UFO by a lot of sane people.
There is footage, not footage, but there's that famous picture where there's a bunch of spotlights on a UFO, and this is during the war. They have braided bullets, and they said, well, Billy, we'll get into it. They said it was fucking something that they was lying about.
So because that UFO triggered the panic, they used massive spotlights and flares as they tried to take this UFO down. With a barrage of bullets.
UFO down with a barrage of bullets.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said UFO.
UFO. The UFOs. It's UFO.
The craft seemed.
Short form for.
The craft. Jeez, we keep blowing this mic
this
back.
This is fun.
The craft seemed to be just. The craft seemed to just sit there. As all these bulls were coming at it, it seemed to not take any fucking damage. The activity continued for several fucking nights. They just look, this thing sat in the sky, and it's like, oh yeah, it was a weather balloon.
It was nothing.
In the end, the only casualties from the whole affair were two heart attacks.
By the victims?
No, by watching. And
seriously, people had heart attacks over that. They were so fucking scared.
And three dead due to friendly fire.
Oh my God. So this thing did nothing but stand there, and everyone's freaking the fuck out.
This UFO just
killed six people.
Yeah, a barrage of bullets. Probably.
It did nothing.
All these people having heart attacks. And then like, motherfucker, you shot me in the heart, you asshole.
But that activity continued for several nights. But
no Japanese aircraft were found.
What?
They blamed on the Japanese. The Japanese later denied having anything to do with the air near Los Angeles at the time. And a public investigation wasn't performed until 40 years later.
40?
40.
Why did they wait so long?
Because it's all lies.
Yeah, but like, why did they wait that long?
They have to.
Why'd they do it? At all?
Why'd they fund Hitler to fucking create war?
Because that guy was an amazing speaker. Like, what a...
Nobody knows
what
that.
A parent...
Okay,
like,
we'll talk about...
Crazy power.
One of the most sensational accounts... Sensationalist. Said like anime, sensational. Accounts to these mystery figures. In this book... this is kind of based on No Man's Land still.
Okay.
The Squadron? I don't know. Fuck God. It's a book. I don't
the
know.
The Squadron.
Describes a whole platoon of soldiers walking across No Man's Land, only to be grabbed from below by unseen forces and pulled down by one as if they were sucked into the earth itself. Amidst screams of panic and terror and
terror. You stopped too.
Until there was none of them left and no one in sight that could ever have been there at all. Like you're walking across No Man's Land. Oh shit, yo, Billy's gone. Fuck. Everyone's just gone instantly. Like, that's fucked. It had also been various reports of the Allied forces who took the threat seriously, going as far as gassing the whole area so they wouldn't get fucked up by these freakish, crazy thugs.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, Billy. It's insane.
Yeah.
Are you getting fucked up, bud?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we have one more case, and that's all we have. All
right, last case. Let's do it. Look at that bartender pour right there. Oh, it's dripping. Fuck.
Billy just fucked it up. That's why you drink out of the can, and you just have spit dribbling out of Jesus. Flight 19's disappearance over the Bermuda Triangle. With me and Justin have definitely mentioned you need to definitely not sit that far back. We have one more
story. Okay, I'll yell.
We have one more story, you dick. The legend of the Bermuda Triangle still exists in many fucking ways. To this day, Flight 19 was one of the first and most famous disappearances near the east coast of Florida. On December 5th, 1945, yes, technically a few months after the war ended, but still counts, bitches.
Kind of. Alright, we're getting into nonsense. Okay, you can't say a story with a bunch of fucking acronyms in it that people don't understand.
So a bunch of these, god damn it, you fucking asshole.
Put it in your own words.
There were a bunch of ships. There were a bunch of fucking, not like ships, like spaceships. There were a bunch of boats.
Okay.
Like Navy boats. During a Navy overwater navigation training flight from Naval Air Station from Fort. So they were fucking, they were pilots. I fucked that up.
So it wasn't a fucking boat.
They were pilots.
Pilots driving boats?
They were trying to oversee the Marines' tactical ships, the Navy ships.
Is that where you got the confusion from? You said overseas and you thought they were on the sea.
They were, yes, you fucker, okay? They were overseeing them go through, the planes pretty much watching these fucking naval ships go through to try to infiltrate the Nazis, okay? After the war, actually probably going home. In all, 27 men disappeared, presumed dead, including the 14 original airmen. The Navy saw boats and ships, ships and fucking aircrafts alike.
Ships and boats and aircrafts and
they're hosts. All like, so both of them all disappeared. The Navy originally reported into the incident, determining that Lieutenant Charles Taylor, who was leading the group, had been fucking lost, and he had led junior members around in circles, and they ran out of fuel. That's what the claim was, that this lieutenant kept doing the same shit and leading them to their own deaths, almost.
Oh, my God.
It even allegedly that junior pilots never knew where they were in general at all, as they didn't know, while Taylor didn't either. Fucking idiot. But they felt compelled to follow their leader further into that Bermuda Triangle. You're making me fuck up because I'm thinking too much about what I'm reading. Instead of back to Florida. They were supposed to go back to Florida.
Yeah.
Originally, the whole story is they were supposed to go back to Florida, and they got lost in the Bermuda Triangle. They kept going in circles because their general kept telling them to go fucking go in circles.
But here's the thing, though. Is it the fact that the Bermuda Triangle is, like, an actual thing, or is it the fact that that is just the biggest part that is the biggest part of ocean. The Bermuda
Triangle is a real thing.
But that's the biggest part of ocean. Where you can't see land from either side. Like, that is the biggest, like, middle part of any ocean in the world.
There's been many stories. Me and Justin touched on it with the... It's legit. Just don't worry, pretty head.
Just don't you worry. Ah, you call me pretty.
Sorry. But it is kind of funny because, like, this guy kept leading in circles. This was really, like, later... He was charged. The cause was unknown, and the Navy investigators has since been unable to determine the reason of the disappearance of Flight 19. No bodies or aircraft have ever been discovered, leading to the legend of the Bermuda Triangle. May spiritual many supernatural theories have risen as a result. Could Flight 19 have been destroyed by some off-worldly force?
It could have been.
I can edit some of this ending out because I know that it's there.
Okay, we're gonna. Hey, I want to start. I know no one actually wants to hear this sometimes.
Do you have the facts?
No.
I was gonna ask you what Billy fact there.
This is a big. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that. And we're gonna do that before we end here. But no, there's another thing I'm really concerned about that we really need to get on topic. We're gonna get a little serious here. And it's a little bit of charity. but I want everyone to donate, and it's for a really good cause. I'm going to send Tom back to grade 3 to learn how to fucking read.
Fuck.
And
you.
I want everyone to get on board because, like, because he actually does have good ideas, but, like, he just can't, he can't pronunciate them correctly. So we're all going to chip in on a how to read book for Tom. It should only cost about It should only cost about $12. I can't imagine it costs more than that, but I'm not spending my money.
You know what I could do?
So
I can edit out everything.
But we're not gonna though.
I could.
But we're just gonna leave it.
I can say Billy's a piece of shit that's a dumbass, and that could all be edited out. He doesn't understand the construction of reality, and then I drink away my problems.
Well, we could be okay with that, but you'll leave it. But so everyone donate. You could send the money directly to Tom if you know him personally.
This is all
going
to be edited out. I can guarantee you I'll edit that. Are you sure you want to do that? I can edit everything
Leave it.
Out.
Don't you edit it.
I'll edit everything out.
All right. What's Billy's fun fact of the day?
Okay, how many books have you read in your life?
Billy's fun fact of the day.
I've read two.
Nice Billy voice, you fucker. All right, what's my fun fact of the day?
I'm Billy, and I fucking sleep with my... I don't know.
Here's my fun fact of the day. Here, the completely... I already did my eyes wide open thing. Billy's fun fact of the day. If you actually got this far in the podcast and you listened to an hour and 5 minutes of us rambling.
You don't need to mention it because I can edit shit out.
No, but you're not going to, though. So if you're not at an hour and 5 minutes right now, he edited out my shit. So Billy's fun fact... I guess you can edit that, too.
Yeah, I want to.
Billy's fun fact of the day. If you're in a relationship and your girlfriend doesn't put you as your boyfriend on Facebook, she's a slut.
Billy, I need to end this on. We're talking about people dying in war. Billy is
kidding. It's fun fact of the day. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. Just leave it be. All right, carry on. What was our end of our story?
Strange Brew Podcast.
Strange Brew.
Jesus fuck.
Okay. Love ya.
Do not hail Hitler in any fucking way.
Probably don't listen to me either.
Nah, Billy's cool.
It's probably a good idea.
Who turned? Chase for a volcano.